From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned European leaders Moscow may cut its supply of natural gas to Ukraine if a conflict over late payments is not resolved. If the supply chain is threatened, other parts of Europe could face a gas scarcity. The situation in eastern Ukraine is growing increasingly tense as pro-Russian activists that have seized and barricaded themselves inside government buildings call for Moscow to send in troops to protect them. Daria Bondarchuk has the latest from Moscow.
Activists continue to build barricades near the government buildings in the eastern cities of Donetsk and Lugansk, preparing for a possible attack by Ukrainian army forces reportedly sent in by the interim government. Early on Wednesday, the acting interior minister of Ukraine, Arseniy Avakov, said the situation in eastern Ukraine will be stabilized within 48 hours. Media reports and amateur videos surfacing on the internet show military trucks, armored personnel carriers and tanks gathering near the city of Donetsk.
It's the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964, which outlawed discrimination based on race, sex, or religion. President Barack Obama paid tribute to President Lyndon B. Johnson, who fought to get the landmark legislation passed in the face of fierce congressional opposition. President Obama said he wouldn't be where he is today without laws like the Civil Rights Act. But he also said America has a debt to pay those who face discrimination and said the country still needs improvement. Mr. Obama said the fight for equal rights must continue.
Our rights, our freedoms, they are not given. They must be won. They must be nurtured through struggle and discipline and persistence and faith.
During his murder trial, South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius continues to face a grueling cross-examination, as the prosecution portrays him as a liar who keeps changing his story to suit the defense. Mr. Pistorius reiterated that he had not murdered, but accidentally shot and killed girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. But well-known prosecutor Gary Nell said Mr. Pistorius was selfish and cruel to Ms. Steenkamp in the months leading up to the incident. Comedian Stephen Colbert, star of The Colbert Report on the Comedy Central Network, has been tapped to take over from David Letterman as host of the well-known Late Show on the network CBS. Last week, Mr. Letterman announced his retirement after 21 years with CBS. The move is the latest in a recent series of late-night television shakeups in which a new generation of presenters has emerged. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations Security Council has approved sending a full peacekeeping force to the Central African Republic following a year of religious-motivated violence. Thousands have been killed during fighting between Christian and Muslim groups, with the UN estimating 1.36 million people, nearly a third of the population, is in need of assistance. Officials in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania say they are trying to find a motive for the mass stabbing that took place at an American high school on Wednesday. A 16-year-old male student is accused of carrying out the stabbings, wounding nearly two dozen people at a school in the town of Murraysville, outside Pittsburgh. Rebecca Hume reports.
Police in Murraysville say they haven't yet found a motive for Wednesday's attack. Sophomore student Alex Haribal is accused of carrying out the double knife attack at the Franklin Regional High School. A lawyer for the family told US media the 16-year-old student did not have any psychiatric or disciplinary problems. His family have described him as a student who mingled well with others. Alex Rebel is charged with 4 counts of attempted homicide and 21 counts of assault. He is expected to face a preliminary court hearing in the next 7 to 10 days.
And the Russian government declined to give the FBI information on one of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects 2 years before the attack, details which could potentially have led to more extensive scrutiny of him. That's according to a new report by the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. It found that Russia declined several requests for further information about Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Russian officials told the FBI in 2011 that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was a follower of radical Islam and that he had changed drastically since 2010 as he prepared to join unspecified underground groups in Russia. But it was only after the bombing last April that Moscow shared additional intelligence with the FBI, including information from an intercepted phone conversation between Tsarnaev and his mother, in which they discussed Islamic Jihad. At the time, American law enforcement officers believe Tsarnaev posed a greater threat to Russia.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.